Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Demetrius Ivory, WGN-TV's chief meteorologist, is with us. Happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you.
You buy your girls a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You saw the video where I asked them, I said, what's a dad doing? They're like, he buys me stuff. They both said that. I'm like, okay.
It's so cute, though, because, you know, they're like, he's caring, he's loving. But when you videotape little kids, that's what they do. They get giddy and they're like, I'm going to say that you buy me stuff, so you buy me more stuff.
Yeah. I didn't plan it. I just said, oh, well, let's hear what a dad is, you know, just kind of checking on him, you know.
Yeah.
And he says some nice, I think they were talking about me. I'm their only dad.
So they're so adorable. Nice, yeah. They really are. I'm glad that you had some special time with them. So when will we see this storm start ripping through our area?
Well, we're not seeing it yet. That's the good news. In terms of storms tonight, mainly after 11 p.m. They're going to be late tonight. There's a possibility of something popping up, but it's just not happening right now. So I think we're okay. You know, I wouldn't cancel any plans, but showers and thunderstorms during the overnight, anything. I mean, you can kind of feel how humid it is. And any storm that comes is going to bring us some very heavy rain, which we need. I mean, maybe 1 to 2 inches potentially coming our way tomorrow. So late tonight and tomorrow is probably a washout with showers and thunderstorms, which could be strong or severe, especially in Northwest Indiana. That's for Wednesday.
Okay, for Wednesday. And then by the weekend, are we cleared up?
How about this? So summer begins on Friday. How about this? We are going conservative with high temperatures in the mid-90s for the entire weekend.
Wow.
There's a very good chance. There's a very good chance. And, of course, there's a bet out there. That we could reach triple digits this upcoming weekend.
I don't think that's a good idea, Demetrius. Can we pull back on that?
I'm the one who gets the $50, so, you know.
Oh, you're going above and beyond a barbecue sandwich now. Yeah. You're like, let's put some cash on this, Bill Snyder.
You know, I'm on a streak, and, I don't how it is. Like, when people go to the casino and they start losing.
Yeah.
And then they run to the ATM. I think Bill's in that spiral right now where if I get 100, if we get 100, then I get 50. And it's going to be close this upcoming weekend.
But luckily he's surrounded by friends who will support him.
He is. You know, I'm the type of guy who if he gave me $50, I'd, you know, order pizza for everybody. Come on.
Yeah. So is that unusual? I mean, it's June, I mean, do we usually hit triple digits this time?
Usually not this early. I mean, the warmest time of the year for us is usually the end of July. But, you know, it's not unheard of. And most records this month are right around 100. So, yeah, you are talking about records. But we've come close a lot. This month so far is still a little bit cooler than normal, at least going into today. After today, it should be very close to normal. So much needed rain comes our way for tonight and tomorrow. Middle of the week, which is good. We get the work done. And then there's this weekend, as soon as summer starts, and I can't wait because, as I've always said, the unofficial start of summer is like nails on a chalkboard to me, that phrase. So summer really begins as we get into this upcoming Friday. It's going to be hot this upcoming weekend.
Wow, that's crazy. Did you see the article in the Washington Post? It's a meteorologist. I think his name is Matthew Cappucci, and he's been a storm chaser for years. And he's talking about public interest in storm chasing and how everyone thinks, you know, since Twisters, that they could just get out there and get those pictures. And I guess they think they're going to make money.
Yeah. Storm spotters, we need. I'm not really big on storm chasing. And I think Twisters was a terrible movie. The first one I loved. The second one I bought and I wanted to return it. So, as far as the chase goes, it's not my thing. I did once and ended up with car damage.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you were going right in the middle of hailstorms and everything blowing.
Yeah.
I'm
okay. I think it can definitely be done safely. Especially out in the plains where, you know, there's a lot of, you know, they don't have as much vegetation and the roads are straight. You don't have hills and things like that to go around. But, you know, when you get around this area of the world, you know, you just don't know if that road won't bend you right into the storm. you know, or and almost everything we see now is rain wrapped here. So, you know, your visibility will go down to zero and you can literally drive yourself into danger. So I, you know, I don't show any videos from people who I think have put themselves in danger. You know, even though we get them and other stations will show them. If I say, boy, that guy could have died, I'm not showing it. You know, I think that, I don't get it. The whole storm. I mean, I look at their videos and I say that's great. And especially for research purposes, that's awesome. But the thrill of it, I don't feel that at all.
The loveliest part about this article is it really is a look at America. Mm-hmm. And he ends it with, for anyone who hasn't already done so, I implore you at least once in your life, take a road trip across America.
Yes.
There's a whole lot that most of us are missing, and it's one of the best places on earth.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this country is just amazing. You know, 50 states is one of my bucket list things. And, I don't know. Got to figure out Alaska. But
do you know how many you have?
You know, I try to count them sometimes. I think I'm up to 30-something.
You know anyone who's got a house in Alaska?
I do. Yeah, it's an old coworker. But
I got a little story about him that I'll share next.
But everybody goes in the winter, and I'm like, no, I don't want to go in the winter.
That is Demetrius Ivory. He is with us, our chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. Did you, any chance, I know it's not your network, but did you see Jimmy Kimmel do a bit about meteorologists last night? It was hilarious.
Uh-oh. No, I didn't see it.
Our president had taken exception with meteorologists who said it was going to rain on his parade. And, you know, said, how can they possibly forecast 20, 30, 40 years out when they say it's going to rain? And it didn't. And, you know, Kimmel said, oh, my God. And made a joke about meteorologists and said now they're going to send El Roker to El Salvador.
Right.
And it was just one of those funny punchlines that you're like, you could see the visual and you're like, oh, my God, why are meteorologists now in the crosshairs of the administration?
If you remember, and then I have nothing to really base this on except I just think, if you remember when the hurricane I forgot which hurricane that was, but when Trump was president the first time, he kind of changed the track. He drew it with a marker. Remember that?
Yes.
I think that there's, that department is one of the departments that got cut. I wonder if it just kind of seemed like that was a little bit of I didn't forget about that, because I do remember they came out and they said, no, this was our track. That was not,
because they had to. They're scientists, you know.
Yeah. Well, and then it was with a Sharpie. Somebody just drew. And so it was hilarious. So I think there might have been a little bit of, wait till I get back here. I'm going to settle that score.
Yeah. Louis Uccellini's in town today. Apparently, NOAA is having their 2026 budget press conference as we speak. And then I did get an email from Tom Skilling. Mm-hmm. He's in town for the International Climate Conference.
Yes.
That is happening, I guess, tomorrow.
Yes.
So all the bigwigs, all the weather guys are in town, right?
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, everyone's in town. And, you know, and there's going to be some powerful storms tomorrow. So I got audience. We got the seasoned audience that we're trying. These are the guys we want to impress, you know?
Yeah, isn't that funny? Because they will watch and they'll critique, right?
Oh, yes. And you have to. I mean, as a meteorologist, you don't necessarily wish bad on someone. But,
no.
But, someone can go for 30 minutes, and if they, kind of say something incorrectly, that's all, you're like, oh, wow, they messed that up.
Do they ever send you a text or an email?
No, not them. They're very nice. I do remember, like, one of the first times I worked with Tom, I said something and I was wrong. I mean, I was just, I was cross. I called something a bonded weak echo return, but it wasn't. And Tom just graciously said, yeah, and that's and just said what it is, corrected me. And I appreciated that he didn't, like, on air, just say, hey, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Like,
people would correct me sometimes. I'm like, I screwed that up and nobody said anything. Like,
oh,
Steve
really?
Bertrand, step up and tell me when I'm wrong.
Well, you don't want him to.
Because that'll be with just a little dose of sarcasm.
He's probably got a file on you when you think about it.
You know what it is? It's a social media account. It's the Lisa Instagram mistake.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
check it out. It's kind of long, but it'll be worth it.
Do you guys ever get? We get emails sometimes where obviously you're emailing the wrong station. You know, you guys said it would snow on Saturday. No, we didn't. You know, and it's like, no, we didn't. But
you just let it go.
You just let it go.
We get phone calls and we're like, you just predicted snow, and I'm like, no, that was Demetrius. We often get TV calls here.
Yeah.
You just
lots of emails and text messages, and they're long and drawn out, and you're like, okay, wrong people. So let's talk about that storm again. Everyone's like, thank God the Cubs game is not going to be a washout. Thank God I can pick up my people from the airport.
Yes.
You know,
everything
so
looks good right now.
No rain till possibly after 11, maybe midnight.
Yeah, I think it'll be later tonight. I don't think, you know, unless we're talking some serious extra innings, I think we're okay tonight. I don't think that we'll see showers or thunderstorms until probably close to midnight. Rain could be heavy at times. We could certainly see some strong winds. Tomorrow, just a stormy day with heavy rainfall possible. Northwest Indiana is kind of where we're looking for the potential for more severe weather. But either way, it's going to be stormy for everyone, you know, basically most of the day, if not all day. But then for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are dry and temperatures really kick up. Into Friday, we're up to the upper 80s. Saturday, we just raised our high temperature to 95. Sunday, we just raised our high temperature to 97. Me and Alyssa, we're close. We're close to that. We almost did. The problem is when you put the 100 out there, you can't take it back. So I'm going to wait until we, you know, get a little bit more information on that. But we're going to as high as 97 for Sunday.
I kind of like that because I'm leaving for Mexico Thursday morning and my husband wouldn't go with me because he said, I don't like it. It's too hot. I will be on the beach with a nice ocean breeze and he will be in 97 degree temperatures.
Oh, wow.
That's love right there, Demetrius.
That is.
So I know we're running, but what do you consider when you're coming up with your numbers? You just talked about you can't pull 100 back. What's an accurate forecast for you? Is it within one or two?
We like to hit it on the money.
Well, sure.
For day one and day two, you know, if I say 97 on Sunday now, and it turns out to be, you know, 101, well, hopefully I got a little closer.
Right.
You know, we like to be right around 2 degrees on either side.
Well, then I got some problems with Conrad because he doesn't seem to get that close.
Well, you know what? Forecasting. The morning show forecasting is very hard. First off, the data they're looking at is from Zero Z, which is, you know, the evening before. They're looking at that data. And that is when the temperature moves so quickly. There are many times that I have went out there on the midday and said the high temperature is 85. And lo and behold, at 1 o'clock, it's 86 degrees. You know, and it's like 2 hours later, you know, because the temperature moves so quickly at that time, you know, during the day. Early in the daytime, it's very hard to nail those numbers. You would be surprised at how hard it is to nail. The good thing is people don't really care that much about the high temperature. People more care about what am I going to wear, what's it going to be like going to work, and when am I coming home. Yeah. But it's pretty difficult. I mean, I have gone on TV with a high temperature that was cooler than the temperature that just registered. So it's pretty tough.
And you get no mercy. You really don't. No. But I love you, Demetrius. Thank you for joining us every Tuesday.
Love you back in Hocking Hills. Great place to go. Best walk. One of the best walks in the country. Your listeners better jump on that.
That's an Ohio guy talking right there.